We've had the technology to create, control, and steer hurricanes for decades.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue.
In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted we have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes. The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world, but the biggest problem is that people live there, and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines.
People in Schererville have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years, but everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Schererville is a small, quiet town.
I think that's good that we keep it small.
So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby.
I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money.
Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area experiencing what is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply... At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support,
collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sit here. I'm so grateful to be back here in the InfoWars studio. I love and miss the crew. I'm always saying, hey, when can I come visit you again? I love and miss you guys. You're my family here in Texas. And, you know, you guys welcomed me with open arms when I left the propaganda puppet machine and welcomed me and have been so supportive. I've heard from so many of you saying, hey, when can we see you on InfoWars? Because, you know, you guys are a dedicated and loyal audience. And so we're like, we don't want to watch where you're at now. We want you back there because we're not going to avert our eyes from the InfoWars studio, which is fine. You know, we don't know how much time we have left. And so I'm so honored and grateful to be sitting here because, again, we don't know what's going to happen with this building, with the future, but we do know that God is in control. And I always felt like I wanted to make sure I brought that spiritual element. And I'm so, again, grateful that the crew here and many are believers and have only gotten closer as the spiritual battle heats up. But I always wanted to be committed to bringing a verse of the day and keeping things centralized on that, because that is the most important part in all of this is, you know, they want us crazy. They want us feeling in chaos, but we know that we have hope. We always have hope because we have a king that sits on the throne, the ultimate ruler of everything that will be allowed to happen or not. So yes. So again, so happy to see you again. You know, last time I saw you, I was pregnant and I just like never stopped being pregnant. I accidentally got pregnant again. And I think this is all part of God's plan to have a patriot baby boom. So while the globalists, while the enemies are the party of death, while they want to kill off the generations, if we just keep on popping out these babies, there's another way of hope. We're building an army, God's army. So it's kind of funny. Want to personally update you on our baby that I was pregnant with last time. And let's start the morning up with positivity, because, you know, the days are tough, they're hard, and some are suffering more than others. So here is a video of my youngest son, who has seemed to have a special relationship form with my newest youngest for now, Johnny May. This is Liam and Johnny May. There it is. And that is a video that she smiles so big at her big brother. I mean, who doesn't like the Beach Boys in the morning? But this is a video that went viral on Instagram as well as TikTok. And my kids were like, Mom, you should be like rolling in the money. 11 million views on TikTok. What? And then like last I checked, it was like 400,000 or something on Instagram. And I'm like, yes, children, I should be rolling in the money. But you see, your mom is guilty of wrong think. So even though it says I'm approved for monetization on these apps, that's funny. Of course, I didn't get a dime for 11 million views, which, you know, is the because of them ultimately. But yeah, no, they don't pay patriots. So, but that's all well and good. What was really great about that is it shows and reminds me that people are yearning for this. They're yearning for like feel good nuclear family, you know, imagine that family content. So that alone, I guess, is rewarding. I'll figure out how to pay these bills some other way, I guess. So here's a more recent pic of little Johnny May. And trust me, I am going to move on. You know, this is what parents do. Do we have that picture or do I just show it from here? Oh, he's going to work on pulling that up. Okay. Oh, also, I miss you guys. I really, really miss the InfoWars audience. I miss talking to you and connecting with you. I do have two other shows that I do now. One on Patriot TV that runs on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then I also, Mike Lindell's network, Frank Speech, on Tuesdays and Thursdays that runs at 9 p.m. Eastern. But, with those shows, I don't get to connect to the live call-ins, and so I miss that, and I really want to hear from you and get caught up. So if you want to call 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539, and say hello. That would be so exciting. And there's my little Johnny May that you saw there. Okay, so let's move on. I know that we need to dig into a lot of news, but like I said, let's start the day off positive. So as promised, here's my verse of the day. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Hold on to that promise in Isaiah 54:17. And you know what? I don't normally do this, but I'm going to open in prayer for this show. And I'm not like a professional at this, so please don't like analyze how I pray. I'm just going to say whatever comes to mind, and I might not be that good about it, but my heart is in the right place. All right, Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. And I'm so grateful for this crew, for this operation, for how you've tugged at people's hearts in the hardest of times. And we stand on that verse today, Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and we will condemn our enemies, and you will allow. And I pray for those that are fasting and praying. They're in it. They're in the 40 days before the election. They're fasting and praying because in your word, it says that you will be merciful and you will show grace when we repent as a land. You will heal the land. And so we just lift up those that are fasting and praying and ask for grace and mercy against our enemy that is coming to steal and kill and destroy and prowl. And we pray for Alex, who has come under so much attack. We pray for Tina Peters, who was trying to do the right thing with the elections and just got sentenced to 9 years by these enemies. And we pray for redemption. We pray for restoration. And we pray that you bless this show and that you pull on people's heartstrings to return to you, because we know that is when we will be blessed, is when people repent and people return to you. And so we ask for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoo! Okay, I'm done with that. All right, so coming up, don't forget about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax. Okay, it might seem like old news, like, wait a minute, yeah, we know. Another Fed's direction. But it is coming into play more because they're trying to build up that January 6th hysteria again, right? They want us, or the masses that they perceive as dumb masses, they want them focused on January 6th again. And what a horrible event this was. But it is and will be and continue to be, I believe, exposed as another Fed operation. And the biggest clue of their test run is this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot hoax. And we're going to be talking to Christina Urso. She is the director and producer of this this documentary about that. And so we'll be talking to her to really dig deep on that. Plus, we're going to be speaking with the former chief of staff of the EPA, who just brilliantly and in a great way exposed this stupid gaslighting about Project 25. And it's like, hey, I was a writer for this Project 25, and Trump had nothing to do with it. So it's great. So we're going to talk to her as well. She'll have a lot more to share with us. That's going to be in the next hour. We're going to, of course, want and I desire to continue to shine a light on what's happening with Hurricane Helene, because, you know, our media has downplayed it, not really covered it as much as you would think they would. And so we want to continue to shine a light on those suffering there. We're going to talk about election integrity efforts. So any of those topics that you want to talk about later in this hour, I gave you the number. Get on the waiting list there. All right. So as far as the news that has just broke, I believe it was like late last night that this news broke, is this port strike that was threatening supply chains. Well, we're already dealing with Hurricane Helene. That is a pause. We're on pause with that. The workers agreed to a tentative deal on wages and a contract extension. That's according to CNBC.com. And they've agreed to tentative. The two sides have extended their existing contract through January 15th to provide time to. So this is all going to happen after the election. But again, this was something that was threatening to be an additional thing to worry about. And it looks like that is not going to happen. So strike averted for now. Sorry, Kamala, because she was behind wanting to spur this on. You know, the main guy, I can't think of the word right now, but he was driving a Bentley convertible in his mansion, and he was leading this strike, and it's such a mess. Kamala was stoking it, but you know, I guess that's put on hold for now. So then moving onwards to, I want to tease ahead again to this kidnap and kill the FBI terror plot. We're going to be talking to Christina Urso, the producer of that. And so I have a clip here to just kind of start getting your mind on this. Brandon Caserta, he was acquitted after spending 18 months in prison, ruined his life. And he's talking about just the complete lies of this Gretchen Whitmore fednapping situation. So watch this clip. This is what's going to be coming up in about an hour.
Responsibility falls on the legislative branch. Nope. And all Americans should be encouraged by your efforts to do that. As for myself.
Sorry, that was not the right time code. It was actually later that I was going to play. But we all let them pull that up if they can find it. It's right there on the sheet, guys, 1457. But we'll have more on that. Let me know when you get that queued up to where I wanted to play. Moving on, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Helene. There's so many weird aspects to this hurricane, because there's the... Oh, you got it now? Sorry. Let me see. Okay. Let's take that clip and then I'll dive into this.
But I had discovered this in the discovery that there was text messages between FBI agents and other FBI agents, as well as FBI agents to their informants, where their informants are reporting back to them and the agents are reporting to the other agents, where they're literally saying, hey, they're not planning anything. They're not talking about any planning. You know, like, what do you want me to do here? They're not talking about any planning. Barry Croft is about to leave. You know what I mean? So then you have the FBI, and this is real, man. This is in actual text messages where the government is saying that this is a national attack planning meeting, but then behind the scenes, the FBI agents are texting each other saying, hey, there's no plan here, man. There's nothing actually going on. There's nothing criminal here. We need to get some sort of evidence. Like, we need to get them to talk about a plan or something, because we need that conviction. We need that data. So there's no criminality happening over time here. And what you have is the FBI wanting there to be criminality. They want it to occur. And if the people aren't going to do it on their own, then they're going to have to take over and do it themselves.
So isn't this just unbelievable? They have the evidence in discovery. Brandon, who you saw there, who spent 18 months life ruined because of all this stupid fednapping, Gretchen Whitmore kidnapping, whatever. It ruined his life, and they have in discovery these text messages of these feds being like, they're not planning anything. We can't get them to say that they're planning anything. But then when they were convicted, it was because they were supposedly planning. So it's like they have the evidence right there that refutes it. In our unjust world, these men have had their lives ruined. There's still men behind bars for this. And when it was like, what was it? Again, because this has happened so long ago, I'm trying to remember. I think it was like 14 out of 18 of them were feds. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is sick. So we're going to have more on that in the next hour with the producer of the documentary of that important film. But let's talk about Hurricane Helene. There's so much to unpack here. There's the weather modification angle. You know, I was reading about potentially blue orbs, and I mean, it's way over my head. I do believe that there is weather control capabilities. Can I say for sure that that is what happened and that they orchestrated this? Like, no, of course I can't, but we have to keep an open mind about that. There's also the lithium angle that you heard from Greg Reese, and they're definitely always looking for ways to use this to their advantage. Never let a crisis go to waste. They want to meddle in the election. In one of these contested states, North Carolina was going to be a particularly important and could still be a particularly important state. And it's interesting because if you even look at NPR, they have this headline here. Neighbors have been helping neighbors recover from the Hurricane Helene. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Thank you, NPR, for keeping us informed about that. Missing from this article is the fact that there have been multiple efforts to keep neighbors from helping neighbors, keep outside help from coming in. And then when you read further down in the article of the NPR, it says Helene could have an impact on the election. Just giving you the heads up, folks, we might want to use this to interfere in the election as well. So it says there's going to be now polling places affected because of mudslides, etc. Mail-in votes might be affected as well. And then it says, besides the process of voting, reporter Steve Harrison spoke with Republicans who are concerned that turnout will be significantly down in the mountains counties, which Trump won in 2020. Again, I'm sure you've heard it by now, $750 supposedly to each person. It does come down to they don't care about these people because these are white people that are privileged and are going to vote for Trump anyway. So they're literally like leaving them starving to die and suffer because they know that they aren't going to vote the way they want them to. No question in my mind that that is an element of what is happening here. And on that note, let's move into the fact that the let's go move into video three that of what's going on.
Hey, sounds to me a lot like Lahaina and Maui. $750 are what the residents got there and then banished from their land. And they're doing the same thing here in this citizen relief effort since our government is broke, which I'll get to in a minute. But they're doing the same thing they did in Maui here. They're trying to cut off all citizen rescue attempts. They're literally grounding planes and helicopters. They said it was for the Joe Biden flyover, but they're starting to do it pretty much permanently wherever FEMA has jurisdiction or decides to take over jurisdiction. And they're basically getting in the way. No, they are getting in the way of actual rescue and actual relief. And then Kamala Harris, again, not Joe Biden, comes out and says, we have directed FEMA to give you $750. That's what we're going to do because the federal government is stepping up. Meanwhile, if you saw my reporting earlier, they're not only cutting off rescue routes, they're not only grounding helicopters and planes, but they're also confiscating supplies under the emergency power of FEMA so that they have enough stuff to distribute and disperse the way they want to.
Confiscating supplies, confiscating donations. That's why now you're seeing a lot of folks be like, give your donations straight to churches. They can't take it from the churches. I was reading another thread of someone that has come in and helped in other situations. And he was talking about it always goes back to money and it always goes back to power and control. Turns out that usually in these situations, they have agreements with vendors. There's kickbacks, of course. And so they will confiscate or prevent you from getting donations to people that are starving or need these donations in order to give out their approved vendor list donations so that, you know, everyone's happy. It's sick and people, I mean, this is, I can't even internalize how sick and disgusting all of this is. It's horrific. And about that $750, let's take video number four.
Hey guys, for those that don't know, I'm at the foothills of the Western North Carolina mountains, and everybody in my area that I've talked to, including myself, who applied for the $750 assistance payment from FEMA, has been denied. Okay. Yeah. They've denied us. Okay. So here we sit. We've thrown out all of our food because we had no power for 5-6 days. Some still are without power. Here we sit. Limited resources in the store, and they have denied our $750 resource check. So, yeah. How do you like that?
Do you know how much money these people have probably paid into taxes, and they can't even get a measly $750? Here's $750. Your whole life has been ruined. You're on the verge of starving, but here's $750, and they can't even get that. The way to get it is they have to get onto the internet and apply. Oh, hello, a lot of these people don't even have the electricity to plug in and connect to internet and apply. And when then they do apply, they're refused, like that woman. And here's another thing that's going on, of course. Feds before the actual victims. Watch this video number five.
Present, they're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations. And I'm not going to disparage anybody because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. And he said, "Oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees." And I was like, no, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock. The moment the sun was up and we could fly helicopters again, we were back in the air, and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work that all of these volunteers are doing. But people, this is biblical level devastation. This is apocalyptic, the things that we see out there.
Apocalyptic, absolutely. I see your calls coming in. I'm so excited to talk to you. We're going to be taking a break here in about a minute. And then when I get back, I'm going to try and take a couple of these phone calls. But I think we have time for one more video. Let's just go ahead and take it.
I would rather vote for a man who is convicted on 34 felony counts, but who is willing to put America first, than to cast a vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. These people are showing us exactly who matters to them. They are showing us every single day who they care about. They have $750 in aid that they are willing to give out to American citizens who have literally lost everything. Peoples, towns, everything have been completely wiped out. They get $750. But when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to funding other countries, when it comes to rolling out the red carpet and letting millions and millions and millions of illegals come in, you have money for that. You have money to put illegals up in hotel rooms. You have money to send our tax dollars to other countries who's doing God knows what.
Preach it! Yes!
But when we have American citizens here, when they are suffering and who have literally lost everything.
All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be back. Support InfoWars to the end! To the end, everybody!
But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Leftists line up to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with other folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and not miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boost your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support discounted. DrJonesNaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong. Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now. drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. If you want to keep us on air as well, thealexjonesstore.com, all of the amazing new T-shirts, ball caps, all of it critical to keep us on the air. Plus, they're great T-shirts. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com, and InfoWars has its products ready. Still shipping, not shut down yet. Could be your last chance to get X2, X3, 40% off, Vitamineral Fusion, more at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping the people's voice on air. You are the Paul Revere's. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globals. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Christy Lee filling in today. It's been a while. I've missed you guys. That's why we're taking phone calls. The number is 1-877-789-2539. So far, we have been covering the Harris hurricane hellacious response. I say that in a fun way, I guess you could say, but what is happening is not fun. It is truly hellacious what is happening there. So much to cover today. Make sure you stick around. Make sure that you share this show. We have an interesting guest today, Christina Urso, who's going to talk to us about the Gretchen Whitmore fednapping hoax and how that will play in and be so important to continue to expose now, because it relates so much to the resurrection of them trying to build up the January 6th hysteria just before this election. So we're going to be talking to her. We're also going to be talking to a former EPA chief about the gaslighting of the media and how we take our country back. So don't miss that. Share this widely. Make sure you show me some love on X at Christy Lee TV. My name is spelled a little funky dinky there. So at Christy Lee TV, show me some love there. And yes, spread the word. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about how I think they're using, of course, this crisis, the hurricane, to affect the election. They're so, so desperate. But, you know, God is bigger and he might just make this turn around and bite them in the booty. So we're going to be talking about that. But let's take some of your phone calls. I want to talk to TK in Canada because he's right on topic and wants to tell me about how they're preventing help, which is just atrocious to hear. So TK, thank you for calling in while I'm here.
Good morning, Christy.
Good
How
morning.
Are you today?
I'm great now that I'm on the phone with you, TK.
You know who this is.
Yes.
Anyway,
I remember.
I wanted to say congratulations on your return back to InfoWars.
Thank you.
And as far as what I wanted to talk to you about was I saw something on X which was fairly disturbing, which concerned about a fire chief that's with FEMA, how he's been instructed to arrest people that are assisting the hurricane victims. I just found that rather disgusting.
Yes. Yeah, we're seeing reports of that everywhere. It does seem like help is getting through. But as I said earlier, it sounds like one of the reasons that FEMA does this is because they have agreements with like vendors that they want to give kickbacks. And it's just all about money. And so it's like they prevent help for that reason. But I mean, it does seem like there's more of a sinister reason that they just want to use this crisis to essentially kill people, kill people and starve them and make sure that they don't get the help that they need because they see them as Trump supporters, and that's the ultimate sin. Wouldn't you agree, TK or Tove, should I say?
you're talking. Yes, I 100% agree with you. I also think it's a huge distraction. I wanted to bring up another point that what they're doing with the World Health the World Homicide Organization, they're trying to push through a takeover. And so this runs some cover for them. I'm sure you're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it serves many purposes. There's many tentacles of corruption happening at the same time. It's hard to keep up with it sometimes. But thank you for your call, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon, and I'm going to go to the next one. William was the first to call, I believe, so he wants to talk about, you know what, they love these distractions. Basically, Kamala and Tim want to talk about anything other than their failed policies, right, William?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, all that money that went to Black Lives Matter, you know, that ended up helping the black community a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, it went to a few people, you know. So I can't help but think, what if some of this hurricane money is not going to the right people? And I feel like a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's just a big picture thing. You know, not everyone's affected by this hurricane. Everybody's affected by bad Democrat policies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can live in a red state, but you might live in a blue city. And, you know, you got freaking terrorists knocking on your front door or knocking on your door at the gas station. I mean, forget going out at night. You know, the nightlife is like asking to go in a gang fight, you know. So you hear about these Venezuelans. Yo, yeah, they're going to take advantage of this hurricane. That's just another chance to loot. And so, and, you know, that's what Democrat policies are all about, you know. Yeah, rewarding the criminals and, you know, giving nothing back to the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, do I have a, I think I missed something in my rundown. Do I have that graphic of showing where how much money has gone to, like, FEMA money has gone to everything else? I think it was just before that video 5 on the rundown, if you can pull that up. Juanita Broderick shared it. I'll let them work on that. But yeah, money is basically going everywhere else other than the people, American citizens that have paid into their taxes. This is our money. Yet it has gone and been used for so many migrant issues, as well as, of course, being sent off to Ukraine and Israel and everything else. Were we able to find that graphic? Okay, still looking. So in the meantime, let's talk about the angle of the weather weapon. So Dave from Arizona. Dave, taking your call because I do definitely have my suspicions about this, but I'll admit I don't know a whole lot about the deep root causes of that. So Dave, tell me what you got.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. So doing some research on North Carolina laws, and with the National Declaration of Emergency by resident Biden puppet on Sunday, North Carolina State Board of Elections is emphasized that there's disaster exemptions. Voters are no longer required to provide proof of citizenship or that they're registered voters. They simply need to sign an affidavit, and then the affidavit is looked at by the State Board of Elections, which is controlled 3-2 by Democrats in most counties. So it seems that it's opening up the doors for gross malfeasance again, that we'll have people that have been displaced that now have mail-in ballots from wherever they might be. I mean, are they going to be relocated to a place like the Superdome and live there if they can't get their $750 and they won't allow them to live with other family members while FEMA, destroys their actual homes? And then the challenge is going to be, who's going to judge these ballots to be legitimate or not? So it seems every one of these issues that we go through as a country now is inextricably linked.
Yeah, absolutely. They're trying to, they're the ones that have said, never let a crisis go to waste. And so they're using this, and I absolutely think that they're able to. But you think, you do think that a weather weapon was used to particularly hit this area?
Yeah, this is Harp Hurricane Helene. It occurred 66 years on the same day. It looked like DEWs from Georgia that seeded the clouds. We've seen stories of a private Cessna plane that took off from Texas that flew at 40,000 feet. What did it disperse in the eye of the hurricane while it was still off the Florida coast? We know that they've had weather weapons. Lyndon Baines Johnson bragged about it. You could control the population if all you did was simply control the weather, right? Because then you have the means of food production or food delivery or natural resources. So the government's working against we the people. Unfortunately, we're in a post-constitutional era, so it's hard to even enact the Fourth Amendment Section 4, because unfortunately the government no longer serves we the people, but we're so apathetic. I don't know how that we change that dynamic now.
So
we keep planting seeds out here in State 48. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And that's why I keep on going back to, there is way too much going on. There is such an aggressive push to take our rights away. I mean, my gosh, weather control. I mean, anything. 2 assassination attempts. I can't keep up. I cannot keep up with all of it. And so it always comes back to, only God can save us now. If you're not right with God, you better do some soul searching, because this affects all of us. We need everybody on board to repent and ask God to heal our land. And I'm so thankful for the many that are fasting and praying right now, because it is going to be on God's grace and mercy to beat this thing. The enemies are coming at from every angle. And there is, of course, just like he said, of course, and that NPR article alluded to, of course they're using this as a way to keep those that would vote for Trump from voting, because they're the ones that are deeply embedded into the mountains or affected by the road closures or whatever else. But hey, if you are able to in North Carolina vote, and you happen to be a non-citizen, well, that doesn't matter, because now you don't even, because of this emergency, now you don't have to show your ID or even prove that you're registered to vote because of the emergency. So isn't that convenient? What's truly tragic is those that stuck up for election integrity, like Tina Peters. I'm a host on Frank's Speech as well.
Like I said, I have the show Get Free with Christy Lee on Frank Speech. Tina Peters has her show on Frank Speech. But as I'm sure you've heard by now, Tina Peters was just sentenced to 9 years in prison. And her crime was trying to uphold election integrity. And this is just heartbreaking. It was just yesterday found guilty on 7 counts, including attempting to influence a public servant, conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, official misconduct, violation of duty, and failing to comply with the Secretary of State. You didn't comply with us. We stole this thing fair and square, and you threatened to expose it, Miss Tina Peters, and we can't have that. She, of course, maintained her innocence. Her actions were in pursuit of uncovering supposed election fraud. But this is sick. Makes me want to throw up and my blood boil. If you haven't seen this video, do we have that video ready? Did you see it in time? The judge, if you don't have that video, because I edited it late, let me know. But there's the judge called her privileged. Shoot. Do you see it in the rundown? Sorry, guys. Talking shop. I did add that one late. But anyways, we got to move on. We'll try and find that video. But the judge at the end of this video, Cernovich posted it. It's on his Twitter. But at the very end, like from the 2 minute mark to the 2:20, the judge is talking about how, like, hey, you know, he had already talked about, like, hey, understand that your son was a Navy SEAL and he died for this country. Also, sorry about the loss of your husband. But ultimately, you haven't had a long criminal history. You haven't had a problem with drinking or drugs like some of the other people that have stood before me have. And so really, Tina Peters, you're privileged. You're privileged. So therefore, I'm going to throw the book at you and sentence you as a woman advanced in age with no criminal history. I'm going to sentence you to 9 years for trying to make sure that the election was secure. Absolutely disgusting. If you end up finding that clip, let me know. So as far as that goes, you know, there is efforts to ensure election integrity, even though they try and criminalize that. We have an article here from the Daily Caller says the RNC recruited hundreds of thousands of volunteers, thousands of lawyers to ensure election integrity. But ultimately, will it be enough? I mean, it's encouraging that they have focused on the right states, Arizona, which is completely corrupt when it comes to election integrity, Georgia, all the problems that we've seen in Georgia, they've focused on those. But then you have Mark Elias, who's constantly like, what a demon. We think we might have it. Go ahead and pull it up. And it's just like the last part of it, 2 minutes to 2:20 that I wanted to play.
As this court has ever seen. You don't have those histories of drug and alcohol abuse. There's no lifetime of trauma, not even close to the type of mitigating circumstances I would see from many folks who sit in that chair. No, to the contrary, Ms. Peters, you are a privileged person. You are as privileged as they come.
Man, that is sick. It all comes down to that she needs to be punished because she's white and privileged because she hasn't had drug and alcohol problems. Are you kidding me? And this is after he acknowledges that she lost her son. Her son died in service to this country, a U.S. Navy SEAL, and she had lost her husband, but she's privileged. You have the wrong color of skin. Even though I'm a white judge, you know, I'm going to be woke and throw the book at you because, you know, if you were a druggie or an alcoholic or a minority, then I would let it pass. But because you happen to have white skin and you were trying to stand up for election integrity, you get to be sentenced to 9 years in jail. What a sick. This man needs to be debenched. Like, that just makes me so angry. So anyways, we do have some efforts going on to prevent election integrity, to have election integrity. But again, they are always trying to push back on that. There's this article, Nevada election chief blocks inspection of suspect voter names. You can find this in the Daily Signal. Thing that sticks out to me about this is basically this this organization, Citizens Outreach Foundation. They had been trying to track through the U.S. Postal Service those who had moved and were still in the voter rolls. They had clerks working on it. They had clerks red flagging all up to 33,000 names is what it ended up being. And ultimately, this jerk, because I won't use the word I was going to, he says, no, you can't do this. He sends out a memo. And let me see if I can find the right verbiage that he used. Basically, he was saying you have to have, oh, here it is. Moot said Nevada's definition. Oh, that there it is. He says individuals have submitted challenges based on their personal knowledge. So you can't use the U.S. Postal Service. He's saying you need to have personal knowledge for each person that you're going to contest or flag. And then, of course, the response from the organization was, it's a ridiculous standard. Personal knowledge? What does that even mean? He argues that government sources in this case, the U.S. Postal Service and state voter rolls, meet the legal standard. So this chief election official saying, like, nope, for each individual out of the 33,000, you're supposed to have personal direct knowledge of how they're not eligible. When the whole point, this wasn't even getting into dead people. This wasn't even getting into dead people or non-citizens. These are 33,000 people that they're able to show verifiably don't even live there, are not eligible, and they face resistance. And who's behind it? Mark Elias, of course, as always. All right, so I wanted to make sure I covered that, all about the Great Replacement. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to... let's go to Steve in Alaska.
Hey, glad you actually picked me. I'm going to be going into a meeting in about 10 minutes. I work in the oil fields up here in Alaska. Any which way, having studied history like I have, if you look back into World War II and you look at the Gestapo, which was the secret police that was used by Germany, and you start looking at some of the parallels from the Gestapo, and I mentioned them specifically after we brought over how many scientists under Operation, what was it, Paperclip or whatever it was, where we brought over all their scientists and formed NASA and all the rest of them. The same people are still in our government. The same ideologies from World War II Germany are still in our government. The Gestapo and FEMA are just, FEMA's the next generation of the Gestapo. They have all the camps set up. They did what in, you know, Katrina? They confiscated guns. They did not help people. And they're not going to help people this time. And I hate to say that factually because I don't want that for American. But, I mean, we give billions to other countries from Israel to Ukraine, but we give $750, stop relief from going in, provide no relief. I hate to say it, but, you know, I am a very black-pilled individual. I don't trust the government.
Of course.
And this is the reason why their actions are speaking. And it's just going to be a matter of time before Americans are going to say, you know what, we've had enough. Get FEMA out of our region, and we're going to take over. And I think the time is like going to happen during this hurricane. I honestly believe that people are going to start standing up and forcefully putting the government in their place, which is sad. But, you know, I don't think that there's ever been a society, a empire that's ever voted or prayed their way out of tyranny. And don't get me wrong, God's going to save my soul, but I think it's on me to save my butt.
Yeah, no, of course, that doesn't excuse us from doing our part and what we can. And yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. And we're already seeing it happen. We're already seeing some rebellious things happening to get people the resources they need. They're in Hurricane Helene. And so we need to see even more of that. But thank you for your phone call. Let's go to who's waiting, Chuck in Louisiana.
How you doing, Christy?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Good. Just driving through the rain in southern Mississippi. I just wanted to call in. I'm infuriated about what's going on with FEMA. I used to be a FEMA inspector. It's almost 12 years to the day that I found out who Alex Jones was and called into his show. Not even ever heard his show before about what we did in Philadelphia. We were having people double dip. So I would go in for one storm and another inspector would come in for another storm to the same address. And we'd give them tens of thousands of dollars because it was a blue city. The Congress in 2011 created a new law for Obama, and he was the first one to use it. I don't know if anybody else used it, to declare any area a natural disaster area without the governor of that state asking for federal assistance. And the next day, 70 of us were sent into Philadelphia with hundreds more to follow, and FEMA going door to door, signing people up, whether they thought they had damages or not. And we were going in and fixing row houses that were passed on from parent to child since the Civil War. They were row houses built for runaway slaves. And they were falling in on themselves, and we were giving them tens of thousands of dollars for each storm. That was Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Lee, 4025 and 4026. Those are storm numbers. And since then, winter storms have been named or numbered so that FEMA can hand out money to blue states. Now, I was not arrested, but threatened with arrest for trying to call kids in the CPS that were living in crack houses, drug dens, with open prostitution going on in front of me in these places. I mean, it was absolutely disgusting. And when I threatened to call these kids in because they wouldn't do anything about it, even one girl talking about murdering her child while she smoked crack in front of me, like 3 feet away from stomping beside her infant that was probably 2 weeks old laying in a pile of trash, stomping beside its skull, screaming expletives at it to shut up right in front of me. And when I called in, they threatened to arrest me because it wasn't the first time I called in. I met a lady and I started turning in babies. That's what she did, was rescue babies. And she was one of my, I was leaving after that one, but she convinced me to stay and started handing over addresses. So I hope those children are all right and breathing to this day.
Yeah, it seems like this has been the tactic. They demonize the people that are trying to help, those that expose people. Those are the ones that are attacked. I mean, we were just talking about it. Tina Peters, she was trying to do the right thing. We all knew that something fishy was going on, and so she was doing her job as an election official to try and get the evidence to the proper people. And she's had to face all of this attack and ultimately gets 9 years of prison from a judge who is like, oh, well, you don't even have remorse about the fact that you did nothing wrong. And you're privileged. You're privileged after losing your son and your husband, but you're privileged because what? The color of her skin? It's absolutely disgusting. Obviously, you have personally experienced these attacks. Yes, there's no question we're in a spiritual battle and the good guys are the ones that they're coming after and trying to throw away. All right, we have to take a quick break. Continue to support InfoWars. These may be the final days, but that doesn't mean that you don't support. So I'll be back on the other side.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy.
because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Oh, my God.